Presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain have spent the past week or so courting potential Latino voters ahead of November's election. The two spoke at the League of Latin American Citizens Convention in Washington, D.C. last week, and more recently at the annual National Council of La Raza gathering in San Diego. At both gatherings, Obama and McCain took the opportunity to address such issues as the economy and immigration. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, a former supporter of Hillary Clinton's bid for the Democratic nomination, campaigned instead now for Barack Obama at both conventions. His presence underscored Obama's political objective to bring Hillary Clinton's Latino supporters into the fold. McCain, on the other hand, is seeking to increase his support among Latinos as close as possible to the 40% garnered by Bush in 2004. Latinos will comprise an estimated 9-10% of eligible voters this fall and are a key demographic in important swing states such as New Mexico. A poll conducted last month by the Associated Press and Yahoo showed Obama leading McCain 47-22% among Latino registered voters, with 26% remaining undecided. My guests this morning are Roberto Lovato. He's a writer with New American Media and a frequent contributor to The Nation, and Nativo Lopez, president of the Mexican American Political Association and the executive director of the Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana. Welcome to Uprising, Roberto and Nativo.
Hi.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. Before we launch into our discussion, I want to play excerpts of both the candidates for you and our listeners from this mini Latino voter tour, as it's being called in the press, showing these two presidential candidates hard at work to win over this key demographic, as it's being called. First, we'll hear from Obama addressing the National Council of La Raza about immigration.
Yes, they broke the law, and we should not excuse that. We should require them to pay a fine. We should require them to learn English. They should go to the back of the line for citizenship, behind those who came here legally. But we cannot and should not have 12 million people in the shadows. That would turn America into something we're not, something we don't want to be. While we work to strengthen our borders, we need a practical solution for the problem of 12 million people who are here without documentation, many of whom have lived and worked here for years. That's why we need to offer those who are willing to make amends a pathway to citizenship.
Barack Obama talking about undocumented immigrants at the National Council of La Raza. And now we'll hear from John McCain. This was a response that he had to a question from Enrique Morones of Border Angels, also at the National Council of La Raza, just yesterday.
Let me just tell you, sir, I talked about the people who have come across here illegally and those who have died in the desert. I know that. I come from a border state. I've been in Mexico many times. But there's also drugs coming across our border, sir, that are killing Americans, too. And they're working right there. Yes, sir. And they're working right there and sending people who are just want to come across this border illegally to cover their own activities. The United States of America has to have secure borders, sir, and I will do that. And that's necessary, even if you may disagree.
And that is John McCain at the convention of the National Council of La Raza. I want to start with Roberto Lovato. First, the organizations, NCLR and LULAC, can you contextualize these two organizations within the context of Latino politics here in the United States in terms of how representative they are of the community at large?
LULAC and NCLR are kind of post-civil rights era organizations that have mushroomed with the mushrooming of the Latino demographic. They've mushroomed in terms of their popularity, their membership bases, and their representativeness of the Latino community, I think, are in question in terms of the position that they've taken and the major corporate funding that they get and the corporate funding that they get from, the funding for these events where the candidates go, that they get from the Pentagon, the U.S. Army, the military, the Navy, Air Force, are all major funders of these events of NCLR and LULAC. And so when we hear, for example, Barack Obama not taking a position on the war in Iraq before a Latino audience whose number one issue is the war, or when we hear Janet Murguia supporting a war criminal like Alberto Gonzalez, who basically facilitated the torture at Abu Ghraib, does LULAC or does NCLR represent the Latino community? No. These are what I would call media constructs. You know, they're images and excuses for the candidates to go out and appear representative, and they and the organizations benefit from that.
I want to bring Nativo into the conversation. His organization, Mexican American Political Association, is perhaps a lot more representative of what you say, Roberto. First, Nativo, if you can add to what Roberto was saying, and then also talk about what are some of the issues that you think are important to the Latino community, not to generalize, of course, but if you can distill what you think are important issues.
Well, I would distinguish the League of United American Citizens from the National Council of La Raza.
Okay.
The big difference is that LULAC is a membership-based organization. It elects its local leadership, regional, state, and national leadership in their local, state, regional, and national conventions. Yes, they are corporate funded, but there are chapters throughout the country, you know, working for political change, more centrist. Sometimes center right, sometimes center left. Yes, their conventions are in some ways media and corporate constructs, as Roberto would mention, but that really typifies mainly National Council of La Raza, that's for the most part funded by corporate America, you know, and many times reflects the message of corporate America, certainly in the area of immigration reform. This is one of the advocates of new Bracero type programs. So I would distinguish between the two organizations, and they do reflect, like it or not, they do reflect a kind of opinion within the Latino community. The Latino community is not a homogeneous community ideologically, politically. And so I have to say that their leadership and the tone of their message does reflect, you know, a more mainstream center-right, maybe that conservative element in the Latino community. But the issues that Roberto mentioned, immigration, the war, the housing debacle that's just weighing on the economy, all of these are issues, the rising unemployment, inflation, et cetera, all of these are issues that absolutely are affecting adversely the Latino community.
Nativo, what do you make of what Roberto is saying, which is that war, according to polls, as he's written about, is actually more important for Latino voters than even immigration?
The war?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And not just from the perspective of war and peace and why we should return the troops from Iraq and Afghanistan, but as Robert Scheer has pointed out in his book about pornography of war, probably got the title wrong. If it's a Senator Obama that's president, or even a McCain, they're going to be confined to a military spending that's absolutely outrageous and will continue. Neither of the two are addressing that issue, the production of weapons that cannot even be used within the broad framework of a war against terrorism. Therefore, $6 to every 10 is used for the military-industrial complex. That means that's money that cannot be spent for domestic programs that both of them seek to articulate to address the needs of America. Healthcare, for example, increased employment, green jobs. Those things require major, major money investment, and you cannot get butter while at the same time you're spending for war.
Hmm. Roberto, on the issue of immigration, which is what these two candidates did, of course, focus on to these Latino organizations, Barack Obama has criticized the ICE raids. I mean, his rhetoric does not seem very necessarily terribly pro-immigrant, but perhaps compared to the extreme right wing in this country, it does. And then John McCain, who had cast himself before this race as a somewhat center-right and even almost moderate voice on immigration, is now certainly pandering, or seems to be pandering, to the right, backtracking on bills that he himself has sponsored. What do you make of these two candidates on their positions on immigration in terms of who do you think is actually going to be better on immigration?
Well, better on immigration is kind of relative. I think we have to define some of the parameters of what constitutes real immigration reform. And right now, as defined under anything that Obama supports or is defined under the McCain-Kennedy bill, good, smart, quote-unquote, immigration reform is primarily about legalization and overwhelmingly about massive enforcement issues. And so, and it's stuff that will lead to more people in prisons, more raids, more people dying in the desert, more abuse, sexual and physical, of prisoners, more prisoners dying, like the 66 that have died in detention. These are the issues, on especially on detention, where there's a colossal crisis afoot that Barack Obama and McCain are absolutely silent on. It's like, you know, being in Iraq and talking about the architecture rather than talking about the killing that's going on right now. And so a measure of reality on immigration and sincerity about immigration, I think, is the issue of detention. You can't get around the crisis in detention right now. And none of them is saying anything serious about that. And I've read the McCain-Kennedy bill that McCain and Obama supported, and it's primarily about detention issues, about security, and very minimally about legalization, and a kind of legalization, as Nativo mentioned, that's unacceptable. And so,
and yet John McCain has been cast as pro-amnesty for supporting that bill.
Yeah, and this is why we have to look at the spectrum between the right and the left that we see in the debate on television and even on in Spanish language media is artificial again. They're constructs. There are positions. I can remember speaking with Nativo and other leaders who were not as inclined to favor some of the stuff in the McCain-Kennedy bill, whose voices were utterly absent from the national debate. And instead, we had the left represented by organizations like LULAC, whose leaders, again, did come out in support of Alberto Gonzalez, leaders like Ray Velarde, and who, you know, are joining the Democratic Party and George Bush in support of the McCain-Kennedy bill.
Nativo, I want to turn to what your organization, MAPA, Mexican American Political Association, is doing. I mean, you have come out very publicly in support of Barack Obama, the MAPA for Obama campaign. What is the basis of this support, given that many are now seeing Barack Obama return to, say, his centrist roots or his centrist beginning position? You know, doing the thing that we have seen a lot of Democrats do, going to the left during the primary election, returning to the center once the nomination has been clinched. Why is MAPA supporting Obama?
Well, MAPA endorsed Obama in the what we call the primary election cycle. We're headed towards the general election cycle. And in fact, this next Saturday, the MAPA convention will reconsider the endorsement of Obama and also contemplate the nominee of the Green Party and also
Cynthia McKinney,
independent candidacy of Ralph Nader. So that will be reconsidered this coming Saturday. But it really
and Barack Obama and John McCain are not addressing that convention.
Well, you know, they've been invited to the National Latino Congreso. Mm. They have, to this date, have failed to confirm their presence while they have attended the LULAC and the National Council. So the National Latino Congreso brings together well over 2,000 individuals to participate in hammering out a broad consensus platform that will be presented to the different candidates. But we will be reconsidering that endorsement. But why the MAPA for Obama? Because it reflects a tremendous desire for change, even if it's not the kind of a change that would be epitomized in a completely pro-left candidacy of a pro-left party that doesn't exist in the United States. We're really constrained by the choices that are offered up to the electorate, but it's a reflection also of a tremendous desire in the Latino community for change from the Bush administration and Bush policies. And while it certainly could be argued that Latino support for Obama is still in play, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because so many went in favor of Clinton, it's nice to be wooed by all these candidates, as we've seen of late in their pitch on immigration and other issues. But I do want to mention on in relationship to immigration, Obama's presentation to National Council of La Raza, when he talks about pathway to citizenship, people learning English, paying a fine, going to the back of the line. In reality, he is not saying anything that does not already exist in law and in practice. For a person to obtain legal status, they have to pay a fine. They have to go to the back of the line. To obtain citizenship status, they have to learn English. So in reality, he's repackaging something that already exists, while at the same time wooing that vote and not moving too far afield from center to left from a more enforcement message that he certainly understands exists in the mainstream of America.
Finally, Roberto, following up on what Nativo just said, what do you make of the conventional, so-called conventional wisdom that Latinos wouldn't support an African-American candidate?
Well, that's, again, that's another fiction. But before anything, I want to say that I think the support for Obama, as MAPA has taken, is not necessarily a bad thing. And I think it's Nativo has a very smart articulation of a position that's flexible and dynamic relative to the positions, as we see, for example, Obama becoming more conservative right now. As far as, you know, the idea that Latinos are practically genetically predisposed not to vote for black people, that's an utter and absolute fiction that was constructed by CNN and other media. Latinos voted, like, for example, in 1984, most Latinos voted for Jesse Jackson in New Mexico and significant numbers in California. And ever since then, you can talk to the Black Congressional Caucus, most of whose members would not be there without significant Latino votes. You can talk to Black governors. You can talk to Black city council officials in places like Houston, Board of Ed members across the entire country who are African American wouldn't be there. And so when we see these debates, let's just look and see where are the facts. And you'll find that there are no facts behind this idea that Latinos are not predisposed to vote for black people, especially, for example, right now. What happened to that debate? Now that Obama is garnering 2-1, almost 3-1 over McCain in some polls. And so did that suddenly just...
In the Latino community, that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the Latino community. So, I mean, these are the kinds of... nobody's talking about it. The media is not kind of saying mea culpa, we lied or we manipulated. They didn't do it during the war. They're not going to do it now. These reflect the very dangerous misinformation that is our media culture right now.
Well, Roberto Lovato, Nativo Lopez, thank you both so much for joining us today. We've been talking about how the major presidential candidates in the two parties are courting the Latino vote. Barack Obama and John McCain having addressed major Latino organizations in the past week or so. Roberto Lovato is a writer with New American Media, a frequent contributor to The Nation magazine, and Nativo Lopez, president of the Mexican American Political Association. He's also executive director of the organization Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana.